Dr. Pinsky dictating female IME on Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, Weldon, W-E-L-D-O-N. Audrey Weldon is a 55-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-7-21, but at that time a patient kicked her over the right knee after punching her in the abdomen. Apparently she braced herself but did not fall. Apparently as a result, she believes she injured her right knee and lower thigh but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently she understands her final diagnosis to be, quote, 45% disabled, period, end quote. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment, period. Contrary to your cover letter, she denies sustaining any other work-related injuries, such as those on 6-2-21 and 6-4-21, period. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Weldon alleges she was kicked and punched by a patient while trying to take blood on 6-7-21, resulting in injuries to the right leg and of a neuropsychiatric nature. Period. New paragraph, treatment records show she was seen on 11-13-21 by psychologist Dr. Tremaine, T-R-E-M-A-I-N-E, period. She related beginning work as a phlebotomist on 6-2-21. Parachi indicated she was not told she would be traveling between sites and working with behaviorally disordered patients. Parachi reports no formal job orientation, but was assigned a trainer employed with the company for 2 weeks. Kama, who felt she was condescending, Kama making reference to rank and preferential treatment by management. Ms. Weldon reported that her trainer made racist comments such as, quote, they are dealing with a white woman now, in reference to a Jamaican employee, period. She reported the trainer had her working independently due to volume, though she did not feel adequately trained. Period. She reported she worked from 4:30 to 12:30 with no food or break and walking from unit to unit. The first incident occurred that day when Ms. Weldon was giving an injection and felt the male patient grabbing and squeezing her breast. She was taken aback but did not react. When the trainer approached the man, reportedly he asked her if it was okay that he squeeze her breast. And when she said no, he asked if he could come and slap you on your ass. When exiting, Ms. Weldon asked the trainer for the protocols for filing a harassment claim. The trainer apparently said she would report it. Period. The second event was second day was reportedly as hectic and chaotic, and she witnessed another staff being kicked across the floor by a patient. The next incident occurred when a confused patient drew his arm upward to blank and was yelling as she tried to get the needle out of his arm. According to Ms. Weldon, the patient was yelling that he's going back to jail today and where is my gun, comma, someone is getting murdered today, period, end quote. His threatening behavior continued as she exited between two men, audibly fighting and physically threatening each other. Ms. Weldon reportedly cried all the way home and left her supervisor a message. She returned that Monday at 4:30, being told it was the busiest day at the VA and she would be on her own. She reported being guarded and seeing that her next patient was ambulatory. She checked with another staff and was reassured there would be no incident. She reports the woman was smiling and happy with no signs of aggression. When she couldn't pull the woman's sweater up high enough, she asked the woman to pull her arm out of the sweater, and the woman screamed, quote, get the fuck off of me, comma, end quote, punching her in the stomach and in the knee. Period, she reports that staff ran to restrain her and insisted Ms. Weldon continue to give the injection, which she did. Period, the woman immediately flipped back into a happy mood, smiling, thanking her, and telling her to have a great day. Period, Ms. Weldon stated that she walked 12 feet and immediately felt pain. in her knee, again inquiring about the protocol for reporting an injury. Baird, she called the supervisor directly and was offered medical treatment. Baird, Ms. Weldon wanted to finish the day, but reported she was so shaken she did not have a successful blood draw the rest of the day. Baird, she was released to return to work last week by her orthopedic surgeon, who recommended a cortisone shot, but she declined due to her pregnancy. Baird, she conveyed several psychological and cognitive complaints. Period. Dr. Tremaine opined she did not meet criteria for PTSD, but does appear to be experiencing a moderate adjustment disorder as a result of the two to three incidents that occurred during her first week on the job. But this is within the context of an unexpected pregnancy, which is likely contributory. But she states she regrets leaving her prison job. But her symptoms were not severe enough to keep her out of work, although it is recommended that she return to modify duty with a formal orientation and basic education and training in management of behaviorally disordered patients and incident reporting. Baird should be granted a lunch break. Baird is additionally referred for 4 cognitive behavior therapy / stress management sessions to assist in her transition back to work. Period. She had been out of work since 7:21. Paired Ms. Weldon continued to see Dr. Tremaine over the next several months, running through 5:13:22. Period. On 4:25:22, she was cleared for full duty. Paired, she would like to use her remaining 2 sessions to ensure successful transition back to work if authorized. At the final visit on 5:13:22, make that 5:16:22, she texted Dr. Tremaine an hour later and said she didn't know she had an appointment and she was at work. Paired at that point, given she was working and was doing well as per the last session, other than being frustrated by her perceived lack of treatment for her physical injury, there did not appear to be a need to complete the final session and patient is discharged having met treatment goals. Period. New paragraph. She actually was seen at Virtual Occupational on 6/8/21. Period. She complained of a knee injury on the right. Pressure drawing blood from a mentally challenged individual who became aggressive when the patient pulled up her individual sweater and kicked her in the right knee, causing her knee to hyperextend. Period, she immediately felt pain and was limping. Period, she had a history of Osgood-Schlatter disease as a teenager, but no symptoms from this as an adult. Period, she denied any previous knee injuries. Period. Exam of the knee revealed no injury scars or swelling. Paired, the patella was non-tender, but there was medial and lateral joint line tenderness. Paired, crepitation was not noted. Paired, motion was 80 degrees of flexion and 180 degrees of extension. Paired, manual muscle testing was normal for flexion and extension. Paired, there was give with varus stress and a positive McMurray's maneuver for pain noted immediately. Paired x-rays of the knee was performed and showed swelling at the tuberosity. Paired, she was diagnosed with Osgood-Schlatter's disease and was initiated on activity modifications, ibuprofen, as well as rest and application of ice. Paired, she followed up here at Virtua over the next several weeks through 7/2/21. Period. Exam of the knee was listed exactly as it was on the first visit. Period, her diagnosis was sprain of the lateral collateral ligament of the right knee. Period, she was to continue physical therapy, you must prescribe diclofenac gel. Period. She had an MRI of the right knee on 6/17/21. This revealed a grade 1 sprain of the right medial collateral ligament with surrounding soft tissue edema, as well as a small right knee Baker's cyst. Paired new paragraph on 11/4/21, Ms. Weldon was seen at Vineland Women's Health Center. Paired she was in for a pregnancy test stating she had not gotten a period in over 3 years. Paired she also complained of weight gain. Paired urine pregnancy test was negative in the office. Paired she wanted to speak with the provider and was scheduled for an appointment. Paired on 11/11/21, she was seen at the same facility by Dr. Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. Paired she was given a diagnostic assessment of pseudocyesis, P-S-E-U-D-O-C-Y-E-S-I-S. Paired she had multiple home and in-office negative pregnancy tests, but stated she knows she is pregnant. Paired she requested blood work and an ultrasound that were ordered. Paired. The ultrasound was done on 11/18/21, and showed an elongated uterine orientation, along with bowel gas and body habitus, significantly challenges diagnostic utility of ultrasound. But there was poorly visualized uterus and endometrial stripe. Paired ovaries are not identified. Paired pelvic MRI was advised. Paired. That same day, she underwent a pelvic ultrasound in addition to the transvaginal ultrasound just described. Paired the same results were noted. Paired new paragraph. She did not convey any history of injuries at work, such as those that allegedly occurred in June of 2021. Paired on 1/21/22, she was seen at Inspira Health emergency room complaining of suprapubic pain and swelling, stating she thinks she is pregnant. Paired. Paired. On 8/15/21, she had already been seen in the emergency department. Paired. She claimed the previous evening she stubbed her right toe and could not walk on it today. Paired. She stubbed it on a wood panel off of a bed. Paired. She also did not offer complaints of the subject injuries. Paired. She was diagnosed with a non-displaced fracture of the base of the proximal fifth phalanx with overlying soft tissue swelling. Paired new paragraph. On 6/22/22, she was seen by Dr. Dwyer for right leg pain. Paired, he noted her course of history and treatment to date. Paired. She had already seen Dr. Dwyer on 9/15/21, who diagnosed her with symptomatic chondromalacia of the patella, with suspicion of contraction of her quadriceps at the time of the index injury, resulting in synovitis in the knee joint. But a singular steroid injection was recommended, followed by an FCE. Paired she was allowed to return to work. Paired she was seen by Dr. Dwyer again on 11/30/21. Who noted palpable pain over her medial tibia, lateral femoral condyle, but no pain over the medial femoral condyle. Paired she declined injection to the right knee due to being 5 months pregnant. Paired she was released to full duty without restrictions and was discharged. Paired she denied any new injury or treatment since last seen, but still complained of pain and swelling in the knee. period, he not only referenced the right knee x-rays from 6/17/21, but an MRI of the left ankle that will be inserted as marked. He diagnosed iliotibial band syndrome on the right side as well as right leg pain. Pretty noted in 6/7/21, she was kicked over the anterior distal thigh by a mentally challenged patient while performing phlebotomy. Period. She then received treatment as noted above. Period. She conveyed that she never returned to work at AccuLab. Period. She did work for approximately 6 weeks as a daycare director. Period. However, she was asked to perform interaction with the daycare children when other employees were sick. Period. She alleged inability to do so and quit the job and was presently unemployed. Period. She has been exercising, including walking and utilizing a stationary bike. Period. During the course of each walk, approximately 15 minutes into the walk, she developed pain in the lateral aspect of her knee, which radiates proximally along her iliotibial band. Period. When using a stationary bike, after about 15 minutes, she has pain over the distal quadriceps. Period. The exam today was unimpressive. Period. In summation, he did not see any significant ongoing structural issues with respect to the knee. Period. By history, she sustained a quadriceps contusion and perhaps mild chondromalacia of the patella. Period. The symptoms have objectively resolved. Period. If symptoms persist after she delivers her child, one could consider an intra-articular steroid injection. Period. Other than that, he did not believe any other diagnostic testing or therapeutic intervention was required. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Weldon was also seen at Inspira Emergency Room at 8/5/22, stating she needed a pregnancy test because, quote, something was off. Period, end quote. She had abdominal distension, and her last menstrual period was in May. Period. She had a positive serum HCG that was being sent for beta quantization, as well as obtaining an ultrasound. Period. Transvaginal ultrasound was done on 8/5/22. That was limited. Period. There was no evidence of intrauterine gestation, which may reflect early gestational phase. Period. However, failed early pregnancy and ectopic pregnancy are not excluded. Period. Close clinical surveillance with serial beta HCG levels and short-term follow-up ultrasound were recommended. Period. Physical exam. She focused on her perceived poor treatment. Period. She complained about not getting treatment for her leg. Period. She was offered a cortisone injection but said no, secondary to being pregnant. Period. She then sustained a miscarriage. Period. She was out of work for 5 months, secondary to psychological issues. Period. Extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right hamstring strength in a non-reproducible fashion, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She had mild non-reproducible tenors, the lateral aspect of the right thigh and suprapatella area, but there was none on the medial side or on the left. Period. Knee maneuver was normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. Audrey Weldon has alleged a series of injuries while at work with the insured on 6/2/21, 6/4/21, and 6/7/21. Period. The latter is the only injury she... Scratch that. The injury of 6/7/21 led to her seeking treatment at Virtual Occupational the following day, where x-rays were negative. Period. She was initiated on conservative care but remained symptomatic. Period. Right knee MRI was done on 6/17/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Concurrently, she was being treated for perceived obstetrical issues and concerns about being pregnant in particular. Period. While under treatment with various providers, she neglected to tell them about the subject incidents or that she was in any way symptomatic from them. Period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 6/22/22, who had already seen her in 2021. Period. He opined she was not in receipt of, not in need of initial diagnostic testing or treatment. Period. However, this might be reassessed after she delivered her baby. Period. She currently states that she miscarried. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Ms. Weldon found her to have full range of motion of the right lower extremity without any crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. There was mild, non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the thigh and suprapatella area. Period. She ambulated without antalgia or a limp. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. In the subject event, she at most sustained a mild soft tissue contusion that has fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period.